Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
Thank you very much for being here. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins.
The Trumpster's had enough already. You can tell.
Yeah, so the jury in Trump's Manhattan criminal trial is set. They're still going to be looking for alternates, but there's another hearing coming up next week to determine whether or not Trump violated the gag order, talking about a contempt hearing, because he keeps talking about all the players involved in the case, while also saying I shouldn't have a gag order, which I find really funny. I think it's incredible. It's true. These guys are communists. They suck. And I should be allowed to say that.
They're destroying the country.
That's incredible.
Yes, it is.
Well, here's what Trump had to say about the whole ordeal this morning.
As you know, I've been saying for a long while, this is a rigged trial. It's coming from the White House. They have White House DOJ people in the trial, in the DA's office, representing the DA because he's probably not smart enough to represent himself.
Oh, my God.
Again, man, I think we're at this moment in time where you just got to lean into it and have the fun, because what's going on all over this country is so ridiculous. I mean, you just got to keep your sense of humor, and this certainly helps. Man, oh, man, is that funny.
He's probably not smart enough to represent himself. Guy got elected using Trump, and you're not supposed to do that. Very much like Letitia James, all of it. But the gag order has to come off. People are allowed to speak about me, and I have a gag order. Just to show you how much more unfair it is.
That's hilarious.
And the conflict has to end with the judge. The judge has a conflict the worst I've ever seen. And it has to end with the judge.
If it weren't for this gag order, I'd tell you what I really thought about that judge.
That's why it has to end. Right. Must.
Well, the judge's family and Biden, I mean, are tied together. How many people in America you think actually know that?
Not many.
No.
But that's a fact.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a very frustrating thing for Trump. And by the way, I don't know if you heard this last night. It was on Fox, on Water Show. He sends Johnny, that guy, out on the street in New York talking to different people just about Trump. It's always hilarious to me because you can tell that, you know, some people absolutely hate him and others that would be surprising to people on the left love him. So many different black Americans love Trump. They talk about it.
Do you recognize this man?
Brings a smile to my face every time. Yes, I do recognize that man.
That's the man. He helped out the black people.
He's going to be the president again. It's Donald Trump.
President.
What's your opinion of Donald Trump?
Donald Trump speaks the truth.
I like him. I think he's a character.
He's a misogynist pig and a liar.
Trump rhymes with dumb.
I'm jacking Trump.
You're jacking him?
Yeah, I'm jacking him.
What?
That means, like, you know, Trump.
I thought that meant something else.
Nah, hell no.
Donald Trump is on trial in Manhattan.
Now, this is the best. He's on trial. Asking the questions.
Trial in Manhattan.
Child, come and see me. Come and see me.
Finally?
That trial, bro. We need him back in the office, bro.
Oh, I did not know that.
What is he on trial for?
Don't know, don't care, but he's guilty.
He's on trial for doing that everybody else do. The only problem is that they don't like Trump, so they put his ass on trial.
See? And can't you just picture the harpies on The View shrieking watching this?
Oh, yeah.
They don't know!
The hush money payments.
So what's the crime?
Are you for real? What's the crime?
What is the crime?
The crime is using campaign funds.
But he didn't pay with campaign funds.
I mean...
No answer.
Nope.
No answer. So, yeah, just for fun over the weekend, if you have some friends, family, whoever, that hate Trump, what is he actually on trial for is a great question. A lot of times you don't get the answer. Yeah. Well, it was the campaign, and it was illegal what he did. How so? Can you explain it? Usually with some sort of crime like this, it's easy to explain.
Well, yeah, I mean, in order to get a conviction, it should be easy to explain. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Of course, that is going on. We had a near collision again?
Dude. Yeah, there was another near disaster at an airport. This happened at Reagan International. A JetBlue flight was cleared for takeoff on the runway, and a Southwest flight was also cleared to cross the runway at the same time.
Yeah.
And so here's the tower communication when everybody realizes what's about to happen.
Okay.
Turn at November behind Embraer, ground 17. After November behind Embraer, ground 17, boost 62-26.
Stop, we're 2937, stop.
We stopped, we were cleared to cross runway 4.
Yeah. And we stopped, JetBlue 62-26.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
The Southwest plane stopped just 20 meters away from the runway.
Jeez. This has been predicted. And you're just hoping it doesn't happen. Some major catastrophe. And it's not to the point where I wouldn't get on a plane, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
There's some people I know, they're like, it makes me really nervous. Would it stop you from going on vacation? Well, probably not. But other people, we're not quite sure.
Well, particularly people are already skittish to begin with.
And so, David, if somebody asks you, what's going on? Why is this happening? What do you tell them?
What I tell them is that there's major, there was a major amount of turnover after the pandemic because a lot of people retired, a lot of people with years of experience retired, and then they brought in whoever they could hire. There were also certain racial and ability quotas that were put in. I don't know if that had anything to do with this, but that was part of it. And, you know, a lot of good people also got chased out of the job because they wouldn't get the COVID vaccine.
Yeah. A lot of factors at play. Wow, that's crazy.
Dang.
All right, you have the story, David. Biden is making it legal for men to be in women's locker rooms.
Yeah, this is a big deal. There are some changes to Title IX, which affects more than just collegiate sports. Certainly, it affects a lot of things for a whole lot of people in this country. Inez Stepman gave a nice little rundown of it. It redefines sex in civil rights law to include gender identity, which means that this exposes girls and women across the country to men in their bathrooms, sports teams, and locker rooms. It also reinstates the Obama-era rules regarding allegations of sexual misconduct on college campuses. Basically, believe all women, anybody who makes an accusation, you can discipline the man accused regardless of the facts at play. Even if he didn't do it, you're still compelled to punish him just for an allegation. Encourages universities to curtail protected speech in the name of subjective offense and harassment. Empowers schools to enforce rules like punishing children for using biologically correct pronouns. Oh, and it also limits parents' rights to know what schools are doing with their own children with regard to gender transition.
Where are we, man?
This is a war on women.
I really don't know. I mean, this...
Well, and Legacy News is not going to cover that.
I didn't see it anywhere.
No, because, you know, independent voters see that. They're like, no. Nope. We can't go this way.
Well, even if you're a hardcore liberal. I mean, I know a couple of people, family members of mine, who are complete liberals.
Mm-hmm.
Progressive liberals. However, they played sports. Women played sports.
Right.
In high school, college.
Mm-hmm.
And they hate this idea that a guy can just say he is whatever and participate and shower with and travel with and whatever, unencumbered. They don't like it at all. Now, a lot of them are quiet about it because of the LGBTQIA elemental P nonsense.
Afraid the mafia is going to come after
them? Exactly. They don't want that because they're kind of in the cool kids club and they'd step out of it if they took offense. But somebody's got it. You got to stand up. I mean, even if you are of the persuasion, if you played with women and played college sports or high school, I don't understand.
No, it's crazy.
I cannot wrap my head around this one.
That's why Legacy Media is not going to cover that.
And again, I'm waiting for a guy that's a marginal NBA player to go to the WNBA and star and, you know.
It could happen.
Why not?
Well, and it's been another bad week for Biden in a number of different ways. He forgets mayors. He's telling stories about his uncle possibly eaten by cannibals, which is not true. All this stuff. He does this rally in Philly yesterday at this gym.
Oh,
he can't. The dude can't pack a gym.
No.
Most of it was media.
The president of the United States, by the way.
And RFK Jr.'s family is there because they're terrified of him. But there's one dude that got kicked out of there. And I don't know if this was a pro-Palestinian thing, exactly why he was getting kicked out. But he was talking about he's got rights and what are you doing? And he did this shrieking thing. Did you hear this?
No.
Anybody?
Uh-uh.
Oh, my gosh.
What did I do to you? What did I do to you?
They're escorting him. It sounds like he got tased.
Yeah.
But he didn't.
I have rights to be here. I was invited. This is my right to be here. I have the right. My rights are violated. He's not going to stay.
Yeah, he shrieks again.
My.
So and another funny part of this, so on CNN, you got Wolf Blitzer doing an interview with RFK Jr.'s sister. Okay, and she's talking about you can't, you know, vote for my brother because that's like a vote for Trump. While that's going, this dude is doing the shriek in the background. Have you seen this?
No.
Oh, it's incredible.
So we need everybody to come and vote. Vote for President Biden. If you vote for somebody else, that's a vote for Trump. Don't do that.
I'm dying laughing watching that.
Boy, I don't know why. That just seems like a perfect symbol of where politics in this country is. You got some has-been, you know, inbred rich kid out there trying to sell the senile old man running for president as the better option while a guy is screeching like a cartoon character in the background.
Well, the other thing, remember when the video was circulating of the screaming goats? It sounds just like that guy.
It does.
And, of course, that was put to music. It's the same guy.
It doesn't sound like that.
He's a goat. Dude, that's incredible.
Wow. Well, no wonder he got taken out. He's a goat.
Oh, my gosh. It's so funny to me. I can't help it. That guy.
Oh,
wow.
Man.
Yes, I could do this all day. That guy. Do you want one more?
Well, of course I do.
All right. We could have had it. Can't give me toys like that.
Oh, man.
Or the lower register.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, we got a news update. More straight ahead.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Stirring fiber, exercising, frequent trips to the store for more laxatives and fiber. Sounds like your constipation with belly pain is a lot to manage. But if your symptoms that keep coming back are signs of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, ask your doctor how Linzess can help you get ahead of it. Linzess Linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. I'm Jamie Markley, the Gen Xer. David Van Camp, the Millennial, the Sexy Boomer. Scott Robbins. Okay, so RF Kennedy Jr.'s daughter was talking about endorsing Biden?
No. It was his sister.
That's what I thought. Yeah. It was his sister at the rally. That's who was talking with Wolf Blitzer.
Yeah, and she talked about her dad as well and how ashamed he would be, Robert Kennedy would have been, by Trump's behavior in the White House. This is Kerry Kennedy.
Okay.
I can only imagine how Donald Trump's outrageous lies and behavior would have horrified my father, Senator Robert F. Kennedy.
What is it, Scott?
She had that thing that he has, that voice thing? Is that really?
I don't know. It does kind of sound like it, yeah.
It does?
Yeah, it does sound like it.
Genetics at play here?
Man.
Wow.
I mean, that I would say is a fair speculation.
Yeah, because she's not as old as some of the members of Biden's cabinet. They sound like that.
Oh, goodness.
Who proudly served as the Attorney General of the United States and honored his pledge to uphold the law and protect the country. Daddy stood for equal justice.
All right, why are you laughing, well, David?
I'm kind of laughing because wasn't that the Kennedy that, like, left a woman for dead?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Okay. I got to say, and this is more of a visual thing, I don't know who all the members, I don't care about the Kennedys at all.
Right.
Just not my generation. They mean nothing to me.
Mm-hmm.
But I got to say, I was led to believe that they were all like the beautiful people. And these people, they looked like circus freaks.
Oh, boy.
They're out there, they're like, hey, yeah. We stand up for democracy. I mean, like, they look like a bunch of inbred hicks to me.
Wow. That's a strong take. Yeah. I didn't really see the visuals other than her talking with Wolf Blitzer. And honestly, once Scott mentioned, you know, her voice, then I wasn't even paying attention to the content. I was listening to the sound of her voice. Mm-hmm. And when she was on with Blitzer, all I could hear was the dude screaming like a goat in the background of that.
So we need everybody to come and vote for President Biden.
That was getting kicked out of the place.
That's a vote for Trump.
So maybe that's just my ADD brain. My mind's all over the place, and I'm not even following the actual content. She's basically saying Donald Trump's beyond the pale, and my dad... Okay, look at everything Biden's actually done since taking office. Okay, and ask the American people, who's done a better job as president? As far as your own life goes, is it better under Biden or Trump? We've seen the polling on that. It's in Trump's favor. Yeah, you may not like his style. You may be offended by some of the things he says or the way he says it. I think there are a lot of people in that boat. But whose policies are going to benefit the American people better? Isn't it that what it comes down to in the end?
I don't know. When the Kennedy clan is out there talking, all I can think is, man, there are too many teeth in these people's mouths. I don't know what's going on here.
There is a lot of that secretariat look.
It's just like,
oh my goodness, man.
I mean, there is.
Like, far be it for me to criticize somebody's looks.
Well, yeah,
I understand.
Too,
it's like I'm not an Adonis over here. It's just. They really it does. I'm waiting for one of them to bust out of like the washboard and another guy to bring out a banjo, maybe a mandolin.
Oh my goodness, man.
I mean, it's like something out of Deliverance.
The three of us have no room to talk about anything, but I can't stop laughing.
No, I know.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin show. Dang, man. All right, biggest story today, David?
Easy.
It really is. It's just like there's one guy over there who apparently can't breathe through his nose. I don't know if he has a medical condition. I don't know which one it was, but like if you're watching the speech, he is like on the left side. Okay. And he just the whole time he's like, got his mouth up. Maybe he has a medical condition and I'm just being a total jerk. And if that's the case, I apologize. I did see him smile a couple of times. I'm like, dude, that guy's got like four extra rows of teeth. That's why he can't close his mouth.
Jeepers.
It's a problem.
Okay. So more on Jaws coming up. also, Jennifer Granholm, Energy Secretary. You won't believe what she had to say. No. And what's your story coming up? The Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Okay. Gas prices been spiking back up.
Yeah, man. Wow.
The Energy Secretary was talking about this, David?
Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm was on The View talking about energy prices, especially with rising tensions in the Middle East.
Oh, boy.
People may not be aware. Of course, oil is where you get your gas from, and it's traded on a global market. And so if there is a conflict in, the Strait of Hormuz that blocks the flow of oil, that impacts you what you pay at the pump. If Russia invades Ukraine, that impacts what you pay at the pump. But the bottom line is the president is really focused on this. And when Russia invaded Ukraine, we have this big tool called the Strategic Petroleum Reserve, and he released oil along with convincing our allies around the world to do the same so that we put more supply on the market, because what it was, all these Russian barrels were pulled out. The president is watching this. He's obsessed with it. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to be doing what we can. Yes.
Jennifer, when are you going to run for president?
Oh, my Lord.
Run for president?
Well, yeah, Joy would like to see that, I'm sure.
Well, she was born in Canada, so.
Well, there could be corruption charges with Granholm. But did they ask her about any corruption at all?
Oh, no. No, just that Joe Biden is laser focused on lowering energy prices.
Oh, my gosh.
And if that's the case, maybe he should take his eye off the ball a little bit.
Yep.
Just stop trying to help, Joe. Just take your hands off it. Let the private sector do its thing.
You know, with Granholm, she was an activist before she was appointed energy secretary. Of course, legacy media wasn't going to tell people that. Did you hear Josh Hawley, senator from Missouri, grilling her?
Oh, no, I didn't hear this.
Okay. I'll just let him take it over then.
This is institutionalized corruption. And I asked you point blank, do you own any individual stock? And you told me, no. Let's just look at it. It was not a difficult question. Do you own individual stocks, Madam Secretary? You said no. In fact, you repeated it three times to me. No, no, no. Turns out that was false. You did own multiple individual stocks, and you neglected to report it to this committee for months afterwards. Why did you mislead this committee?
Oh, my goodness.
That was exactly my response. So why did you mislead this committee?
I believed that I had sold all individual stocks, and I was incorrect.
Oh, my goodness. How could you ask me such a thing? Mm-hmm. You thought you sold all the stocks and you didn't?
Yeah.
Who believes that?
Well, since when is that an excuse?
Exactly.
I mean, it isn't. It's on you to make sure that happens. You told me it did, and it didn't.
She goes on.
So I came back.
You just don't know your portfolio?
Pretty much.
It's a big one, I guess, huh?
No, it's extremely small.
Apparently not. Someone manages it for you?
So I came back as soon as I found out that, in fact, I had not sold all.
No.
Wait. No, that's not true either. Let's just look at the timeline. Let's not. I just remind you, you're under oath.
Okay, this goes on. We don't have time for all of it. But he gets around to this point.
You promoted Proterra stock and Proterra products as energy secretary.
Sir,
was
sir,
that one of the stocks that you sold?
This is so... I mean, really.
Was that one of the stocks that you sold? Yes,
no.
Really.
You like that defense tactic?
Really?
Oh, come on.
Really?
No, there's corruption all over the place. You're an activist.
So, yes,
no,
really.
No,
you are presiding over institutionalized corruption in your energy department. You have violated the Stock Act 9 separate times. You have been referred by the Inspector General for violations of the Hatch Act.
Think that made Good Morning America today?
No.
No.
It is institutionalized corruption that you are now the face of. And here's what I'm trying to figure out. I just want to know who really runs the energy department.
Ooh.
Is it you? Or is it the mega corporations whose stock that you own that you're making profits in?
Oh, my goodness.
Or maybe it's the foreign billionaires who fund your conferences. Let's try something else. Do you know the names of the foreign billionaires who fund the conferences you go to?
I love this.
Since you don't know the stocks, do you know the names of the foreign billionaires?
This is unbelievable to me.
Let me help
Mr.
you.
Mr. Chairman.
Oh, it's just unbelievable that you could try to hold me accountable. Who do you think you are? As the American people get screwed.
Who can defend themselves that way?
They do it all the time.
Well,
look at Mayorkas.
It's just unbelievable. I mean, he's got more to say than she does.
Well,
it's just lies.
I mean,
she got caught, man. I mean,
nothing's going to happen.
Come clean and move on.
Well, the state of New York went after Donald Trump for when he was a private citizen and got a loan. Everyone was happy with the loan, but
right.
The state of New York says you overinflated the value of your properties when you were trying to secure those loans. And so, therefore, we're going to put a $500 million fine on you.
It's wild, isn't it?
That we're supposed to believe is obvious corruption, even though there was no victim.
Yep.
In this case, she is making money.
Mm-hmm.
By investing in companies that the administration is actively trying to prop up in spite of repeated examples of failure.
And she's recommending as energy secretary.
That's what I mean, yeah.
Yes! It's insane. All right, I know we got to move on. It's that time of the show where we go around the table. It may not be the biggest story out there, but it caught your attention. Today, David, what's your story?
All right, what's going on is it a township or a village, Dalton, Illinois?
South of Chicago.
Yeah. So, you know, the mayor, Tiffany Henyard, is in some trouble because she was using the town credit card like it was her own personal piggy bank, going off on nice trips and all of that.
Yep.
Well, one of the people who's close in her camp, also a government official, Keith Douglas Freeman, he has been charged with bankruptcy fraud involving false statements in his bankruptcy petition to conceal his assets and sources of income. So according to the indictment, he filed a Chapter 7 bankruptcy petition on January 3rd, and he knowingly underreported income from his employment as both the village administrator for Dalton and the municipality manager for Thornton Township, as well as fees he received from his private consulting business. So the guy,
what a scam.
That's incredible.
He says, well, I only made $45,000. In 2022, except that's not true. He had not filed an income tax return for that year, and his actual income included a $100,000 salary for the Dalton position alone.
Wow.
So this guy was massively underreporting how much money he had in the bank when going through bankruptcy proceedings, and apparently was not very clever about concealing it. They did find money in a bank account he had opened like recently, like this year, that he did not disclose to the court.
Wow.
And then you've got...
there's more.
Okay, so you've got a civil lawsuit recently filed against the mayor of Dalton and a local community activist over alleged roles in a sexual assault in Las Vegas. The lawsuit alleges Dalton Village trustee Andrew Holmes sexually assaulted a village employee during a trip to Las Vegas, and also claims that Mayor Henyard retaliated against the employee and a police officer when she learned about the allegations. What?
Well,
the
they
hell
don't
is
understand.
Going on?
They have a policy there. What happens in Vegas stays there.
That's right.
You got to know that.
And that was violated.
How dare you?
Yeah, you don't start yapping when you get home.
Come on. Yeah, that's a wild time for that town.
Gosh damn. Man.
Who would have known that we'd be doing like multiple updates a week on this town south of Chicago?
Dalton, Illinois. Yeah, who knew?
Yeah. All right, for what's your story? What do you got today, Scott?
Well, I'll leave it to Elizabeth Warren to focus on the issues at hand, like, you know, the average American feeling the price crunch and all that. Nope, she's decided to wade into the waters by breaking up Apple's smartphones monopoly. She said, let's stop leaving green text people out of the group chats. It's not right. We have the dumbest group of people. When Apple iPhone users text each other, they use Apple's message service.
Yeah.
So your text messages are surrounded by a blue bubble. When a non-iPhone user messages you, it doesn't use iMessage, and your text messages appear in a green bubble. So in Warren's mind, this is discriminatory.
Yeah, someone's left out of the tribe.
Exactly.
Pocahontas.
Exactly. This is so stupid. It's not that you can't get messages from other phones, smartphones. You can. They're just a different color. Green text people are the devil. What are we doing? What is going on? People can see them.
Oh, boy.
I mean, it's... But by golly, she's going to put an end to this discrimination. Right. She said it's breaking up families. How?
I don't know. She's terrible.
These morons that we just keep.
From my story today,
yes.
For what's your story?
She should run Dalton, Illinois next.
I have a story that actually answered a request of David Van Camp and Scott Robbins. A little advice, maybe.
Okay.
The advice was to girls or women in sports where there's a transgender competing against you, you just got to quit. Just leave. Just don't
stop.
Do it.
I'm not participating. Nope.
West Virginia Middle School girls track team did just that in the discus and shot put. So when it came time to go against the transgender athlete that they had to face, who of course won in the end, they would get into the ring with either their shot or discus, stand there for like a second and a half, and then walk right back out. Nope, not participating.
Good.
This is BS.
Bravo.
Yes, there were several people that said, good. Riley Gaines said, you know, it's a sad day when the middle school girls have to be the adults in the room. Conceding your event is so much easier said than done, but these girls have the tenacity and ability to stand their ground. Couldn't be more proud of their bravery and willingness to show their raw emotion. Girls and women have had enough.
Good for her, then. Good for them. Yeah.
I thought that was actually pretty cool.
And, you know, it sucks for them because you want to participate. You've been working at it. And,
of course.
You know, it's...
Yes. Got to make a stand at some point in time. So did Biden's uncle really get eaten by cannibals? AP has a fact check of that. We will get to and much more straight ahead right here.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
It's no secret, when you spend less money on running your business, you get to keep more money. It's simple math.
And that can be a tall order right now because everything is so expensive. That's why smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle.
Reduce costs and headaches with the number one cloud financial system.
NetSuite brings accounting, financial management, inventory, HR, all into one platform and one source of truth.
You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite.
With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required.
You improve efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so you do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/MVR.
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 If spring allergies keep you trapped inside, then you need Navage Nasal Care to keep you breathing clearly and enjoying all the beauties of spring. Navage helps clear nasal passages that are often clogged because of seasonal allergies. Navage gently flushes a pure, refreshing saline solution through your nasal passages to clear out congestion, sucking out that springtime pollen and other irritants trapped in your nose. Navage is available online at Navage.com or in stores at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, and Target. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E.
The Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. You know, baseball season is here. Basketball playoffs, hockey playoffs. It's a great time to check out Prize Picks.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during the basketball postseason. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, too, from baseball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between.
Prize Picks offers injury insurance as well so that your entries stay in play, even if one of your players gets injured. You don't have to listen to Robbins gripe and moan anymore about it. You got hurt again!
I know. I do that. Yeah.
So for basketball games, you got a player exits the game, say, in the first half, doesn't return in the second. Prize Picks will have your back and not count that as a loss.
Yeah, they also offer weekly promotions and special offers for the biggest moments in sports. Prize Picks is really, really easy to play. You do a little bit of research, look at the stat projections, pick more or less, and you can get that done in 60 seconds.
PrizePicks now offers Apple Pay for quick and easy deposits into your account this basketball season. Download the app today and use the code MVCR for a first deposit match up to $100.
That's code MVCR for PrizePicks for a deposit match up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Okay, we've got a fact check on Biden's cannibal claim.
Yeah. So Biden claimed twice earlier this week that his uncle was shot down by the Japanese on New Guinea in World War II. Mm-hmm. And the reason why they couldn't recover his body may be because there are cannibals on the island. Now, that is his uncle was not eaten by cannibals, okay? The plane went down in the ocean. Very tragically, he lost his life. It also didn't get shot down. There was some sort of unknown malfunction in the airplane, and they had to ditch. The Associated Press's fact check reads as such: Biden is off on details of his uncle's World War II death as he calls Trump unfit to lead the military. Just a little off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you know, who doesn't confuse maybe dying at sea versus being eaten by cannibals? I mean, that just, it's practically the same.
Did you see him try to order a milkshake yesterday in Philly?
Yeah. No.
It was a mighty struggle. Oh, my gosh. It is, dude. It's like you took Gramps out of the nursing home and you're taking him for ice cream and he wants to order on his own. So for his own dignity, you let him do it, but he gets confused. And they say, well, actually, you make the order over here. And then he's, you know, with wandering around.
Wanders over.
I mean, this is all this week.
Oh, gosh.
Forgot mayors again.
No, thanks to the mayor. Paige, excuse me, I was going to talk about the old man.
Come on, dude. Really?
Four more years.
Can't say his hometown?
I walked out the door in North Washington Avenue in Scranton.
Yeah. They got an ad out, by the way, right now. Democrats do. He's sharp.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
Come on.
Dude, I'll give you the first, 5 seconds.
Please.
This black man, he loves to tell the story.
I love to tell the story about meeting President Biden because when you meet him, this guy's as sharp as a knife.
Wow.
I mean, stating the obvious, when you're doing an ad that's stating that he's sharp as a knife, you know what? He's definitely not.
Yeah, I'm sharp as a knife.
Knife.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so funny to me that the campaign, I understand they're trying to push back against the what is obvious to anybody who watches a Biden appearance, which is he has, charitably speaking, lost a step. He's senile. He's obviously senile.
Oh, yeah.
But they're asking you to believe, yeah, that stuff in public is one thing, but you should see him in private.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like the vocalist that can't hit a note anymore. You know what? In private, man, he's hitting him just like he did in his prime. I know he sounds like a strangled cat when we do it live in front of you, but just trust us. It's really good behind the scenes.
Wouldn't you have video of that? I mean, wouldn't that be something you'd want to put out there so the world can see it?
You want an ad to convince people that he's not senile. You need to put out a secretly recorded video where he is going rapid-fire questions against all these Ivy League dorks that he's assembled in the White House, where he's, like, stumping them. Because we've been told that, too. I had to call in another expert because this guy's talking about stuff I didn't know.
Absolutely.
Auchincloss sauce?
Most people don't even know what Auchincloss sauce is.
They don't.
Ask for it by name.
Three steps ahead again. You know that.
It hasn't been created yet.
Yes. I mean, math give him a problem. He's on it.
$1.7 trillion off the sidelines in investment.
Yes.
He discovered a new number.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. It's the best, man. Oh.
When I signed the bipartisan infrastructure again, which...
What a leader. This is the Markley Van Camp and Robin Show.
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep. Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Thank you very much for being here. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Fresh audio from David Van Camp. What do you got?
Joe Biden was talking about making things in America and how the federal government should prioritize whenever doing government contracts, American manufacturing.
Stealing from Trump.
except it didn't come out that way.
Oh, okay. Roll it.
The law said that when the federal government spends taxpayers' dollars, it has to. It has to buy American products with it. And has to use American labor, but that was honored in an exception. The vast majority of the presidents didn't do it.
What's that again?
I don't know. What was that?
Something that was honored in the exception.
Well, I think we started with taxpayers.
Taxpayers, yes.
I thought that's what I heard. Maybe I'm wrong.
Well,
with
those are people who only work day shifts.
Oh, got it.
Yes.
All right.
Spends taxpayers' dollars.
Yeah.
It has to. It has to buy American products with it.
Okay.
It has to use American labor. But that was honored in an exception. The vast majority of the presidents didn't do it.
That was honored in an exception, but...
So, like, Big O didn't do it.
I don't know.
President, my boss.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's fine. Sharp as a tack. You should see him behind closed doors.
My gosh, man.
The longer he's on the campaign trail, the worse it gets.
There is no way they're going to put him out there for a debate.
I thought the same thing. I said, there's no way. And they'll couch it with, we're not going to give Donald Trump a forum. And that's what they'll do.
Yeah, the nonsensical stuff.
Yeah.
Wow, man. Yeah, he's had a hard time. We've already brought this up, you know, all week long. There's other clips to get to coming up a little bit later on. You've probably seen some of the coverage of the Trump trial. And then the jury and who's on the jury, all of that stuff. And you've had a couple of jurors already dismissed. One that just happened to find some stuff, you know, like online. Oh, yeah, I guess I did say that. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry that I said you're a racist, horrible person. Okay, they're off now. But some other people are still on. Just reading this piece from Matt Vespa. Talking about some of the other jurors that, you know, having not been dismissed yet. Juror 5, black woman in her 20s, doesn't follow the news, didn't know Trump was facing legal action. She lives in Harlem, is a teacher, not married, lives with a brother, gets her news from Google and TikTok. Uh-oh. Ah.
Yeah.
Juror 6, a Disney employee. His primary concern is that the trial might not end before September when his sister gets married. I think that'll be all right. Juror 3, young Asian lawyer from Oregon. His corporate law firm features DEI advocacy on his homepage.
Well, I see. How did that guy get selected?
Juror 7, middle-aged white guy who lives on the Upper East Side, lawyer whose firm supports DEI and ESG initiatives, also an NPR listener.
Well, fair and balanced.
Yeah, this should be really interesting as this moves forward.
Yes.
But don't both sides have to sign off on this?
Well, you can raise objections,
but it can be overruled.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're like, hey, this doesn't seem right. Nope, overruled. You'll see. And, of course, Trump was speaking about that earlier today, saying they've got to take away the gag order. I don't think it's really working.
Oh, no. I mean, he's like, yeah, the judge sucks. The prosecutor's an idiot. And that's why I shouldn't have a gag order on me.
Oh, man.
I love it, man. I think it's hilarious.
It is hilarious. Meanwhile, New York City looks like the protests continue. We got another parade going on, it looks like.
Yeah, the pro-Hamas crowd. And I'm not just saying that as a pejorative. Some of them actually said, we are Hamas.
Yes, we're all Hamas, yeah, what they said.
Student protesters at Columbia University reassembled their little encampment that they've got at Columbia.
Yes.
Less than 24 hours after NYPD arrested more than 100 people in the original setup. What are they calling this stupid thing? It's the Gaza Solidarity Encampment.
Right.
Yeah.
And the Liberated Zone.
Yep, that's it.
We are Hamas!
You're Hamas. Wow.
Yeah.
You're what? You're Hamas?
Yeah.
Yes, we're all Hamas, pig.
They called him a pig. We're all Hamas, pig.
Yeah.
And then something else. Yeah. Can't really see her. She got the hanky on her face.
I will say,
Hamas, we hate the women.
I will just say, if they are marching through New York, it's good because based on a cursory examination of the people taking part in this protest, they need to get their steps in.
Yeah, that's probably
it's really
true.
Good for their health.
You want to be healthy?
Well, yeah.
You know, I see all of these women out in this protest, right? And so, just out of curiosity, I went searching for some different articles, just anything before, say, 2020, like the plight of Palestinian women. You can find this stuff.
Right.
To anyone that's paying attention, you already know, not treated very well. Don't have a whole lot of rights. I mean, there's honor killings, for crying out loud. I mean, domestic violence is a huge issue. And they've been pleading, human rights groups have been pleading with the Palestinian Authority for years to draft laws to say you just can't beat women anymore, okay, if they, quote, get out of line according to the men, things like that. And that's still in play. And it's a head-scratcher for a lot of people when you see this many women out there talking about pro-Palestine, pro-Hamas.
Exactly. Yeah.
Can you explain that, David?
Well, a lot of it is just good old-fashioned brainwashing that's happened. They've been taught that Palestinians are the ultimate victims, and they need to fight against colonialism. And so they like this idea of this sort of civilizational battle, because in this mindset, if you look at what a lot of these people talk about, what a lot of their professors and teachers have told them over the years, Israel is just a stand-in for America and American capitalism, essentially. I mean, the dynamics, the political dynamics, the cultural dynamics are very different, obviously, than what's going on in America. But they see Israel as the colonizer and the Palestinians as the colonized. And they've been taught that you should always take the side of those who have been colonized. And so because they don't know anything else about what's going on.
Wow.
Half these people couldn't find Israel or Gaza on a map if you gave them $1,000.
Well, okay. Tell me if I've, you know, completely lost it here. I'm a simple-minded person. For women, say you get what you want and you destroy Israel. Your life doesn't improve.
No.
I mean, you're still under the rule of the dudes around you. And you can't get out of line. However, for Palestinian women that live in Israel, you have a whole lot more rights. It doesn't make sense to me.
No.
I mean, are the women that are out protesting in America, are they that dumb, or is it just they're brainwashed?
It's ignorance.
Okay. Yeah, it just makes not a lot of sense to me. No. Simple person there. I had a piece of audio that I know you both wanted to hear because you hadn't heard it yet. This was Biden on the campaign trail in Philly.
This could be a regular feature daily.
Well, he was talking about seeing signs that say bleep Biden.
Oh, you mean in the audience? Okay.
No, when he's driving through. Oh, well, I'll let him tell the story. Oh, okay. Yeah.
I never thought I'd see a sign when I'm going through a neighborhood or a rural town in the West or something to see big signs that have a Trump sign in the middle that says F Biden. And having a little kid standing with his middle finger, 7 years old, 8 years old. Well, I promise it happens all the time.
You hear the? Well, yeah, I mean, look, driving rural areas around the country.
With no finger.
That makes you laugh, doesn't it?
It does. Like, see the limousine go by, some kids.
You see, you know. Yeah. FJB, stuff like that in different places. I can't. This is what goes through my mind. Maybe I'm not the only one. It's like this beyond the pale thing of this profanity on signs and little kids, and they see it. And I think about the Pride Day at the White House with the trans person flashing the fake breasts and all the insanity that was going on there. Boy, oh boy, these bleep Biden signs, it's just, oh. Well, these MAGA people are tearing the country down morally.
Well, okay, but also you've got this lady named Julie Briskman in Virginia.
Yeah.
Who flipped off Trump's motorcade. She won a local election.
Oh, yeah.
And then got run out of town because of corruption. But
well, yeah.
No, but I mean, this is not just Joe. I mean, this is what happens. When you have polarizing figures, I mean, that's just what happens.
Yes. I mean, that's definitely part of it.
But I can still see the little kid at the side of the road when the motorcade goes by. Little eight-year-old just giving him the bird.
As long as we can bring this up twice a day, I mean, what, just like that visual, that would be fine. Oh, we still got to get to NPR. The employees there are still melting down. And our No BS election update, straight ahead right here.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
The Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Time for the update.
It's the Markley Van Camp and Robbins 2024.
Are you running? Are you not running?
No BS update. Everything you need to know without all the crap.
I'm allowed to do an research.
Sure. What do you got today, David?
Well,
for
you know,
update.
Well, you know, you saw the inbred bucktooth weirdos in the Kennedy family come out yesterday strong.
Whoa.
And endorse Joe Biden.
Yes.
Okay. That's a big surprise, right? They're out there. Hey, we endorse him. Anyway, they endorse him and they are panicked because one of their own, RFK Jr., is in the race, and he has now gotten on the ballot in Michigan.
How about that?
That's a big deal.
Yeah,
to
is.
The Democrats.
Yeah. Like, yes, it is.
Okay, we'd kind of need to win Michigan, and he might play spoiler here.
Yeah, that is a big deal. Well, and again, the sister is on CNN with Wolf Blitzer, and she's trying to make her point about voting for RFK Jr. is like a vote for Trump, but I could barely hear it because there was a guy being escorted out. Mm-hmm. I don't know, pro-Palestinian, what the deal was. He was yelling he had rights, and then he was shrieking like a talking goat, you know? So it's weird.
So we need everybody to come and vote. Vote for President Biden. If you vote for somebody else, that's a vote for Trump. Don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that.
That's weird. Now, in fairness, that may have been me because that was my exact reaction when I saw these lazy-eyed weirdos on stage. Okay?
Oh, man.
I'm like, what? What happened?
I didn't know. Like, all of a sudden, and guess who's here to perform? It's Adele. So strange. Weird.
How that protester worked his way into the song. At just the right time.
Wait a minute.
Oh, my goodness.
One of those people's eyes are moving independently of one another.
So it
Nobody
is...
will sneak up on you that way.
And Biden has something fresh he said today.
Yeah. Yeah. He's trying to talk about how terrible those Trump tax cuts were.
Okay.
He was proud, very proud of his $2 trillion tax cut when he was president that overwhelmingly benefited the wealthy and created the biggest corporations and exploded the federal debt.
The federal what?
The federal debt? Debt.
What's the debt?
I don't know what the federal debt is.
Debt? The debt? Is that somehow related to the Natana?
No one not done yeah. it. The history books will note it.
Got it.
Right after the Natana, you get to the Dutt.
Man.
That like, was Dutt, right?
Yes, that was okay. Dutt.
All right, thank you.
Maybe he's like just on a friendly basis with John Dutt.
That could be.
Of the Yellowstone Ranch, and he just calls him Dutt.
Calls him the Dutt.
The federal Dutt.
Right, the federal Dutt.
The federal Dutt. That's actually what he calls one of the members of the Kennedy family.
I don't know if you know this. It's a new Biden campaign slogan, Death to America. Saw that at the Babylon Bee. I was laughing my head off at that.
Pretty good.
But also, are you ready to choose freedom over democracy?
What?
That was part of the speech yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I heard this. Yeah.
You know, are you ready, he's saying?
Are you ready to move forward, not back? Are you ready to choose unity? Over division. Dignity over demolition.
There you got the coughing fit. Yeah.
Choose truth over lies. Are you ready to choose freedom over democracy? Because that's America.
Yeah. What?
Choose freedom over democracy.
I'll give him this. He had that one guy in the palm of his hand because he didn't even know what he said. And he just said, yeah.
Are you ready to choose freedom over democracy? Because that's America.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
What was the coughing jag about? Swallow a fly?
What? Something going around, you know.
I don't know what happened there.
Oh, my gosh. I can't even believe we're having this conversation sometimes.
Dude, here's the thing. And we already know this. I'll just state it again. When these things happen, they never make it onto legacy media. Oh, you're not going to see that in MSNBC, CNN, ABC. You won't see it. You just won't.
Can I hear the coughing again?
Yeah, that was a pretty good jag.
Choose truth over lies.
He wasn't actually coughing. He spied a member of the Kennedy family and started gagging. All right, I think I'm done with Kennedy jokes. They looked like freaks, man. It's weird.
Now I want to see the whole thing, because all I saw was the sister. You know? And again, the whole thing with the shrieking guy.
We need everybody to come vote. Vote for president.
Gosh, dang.
It never stops being funny to me. I can't help it. And I think of Bon Jovi every freaking time.
It's him.
This is the Barkley Van Camp and Robin Show.
Oh, my.
Biggest story today, David.
I did send you a video of the Kennedy clan, if you want to see what I'm talking about. I mean, it's like extras from The Hills Have Eyes. It's crazy. Anyway.
Shutter Island.
The island of Dr. Moreau.
Yes, right.
What are these people? What are they?
Oh, boy.
Anyway, all right. Biggest story of the day. Jury selection is almost done now for Donald Trump's trial. They have chosen, at last count, last update, four of the alternate jurors. So looks like it's locked in. They're almost locked in. They're ready to go on Monday.
All right. News update straight ahead. Van Camp and Robbins Show. I'm Jamie Markley, the Gen Xer, the Millennial, David Van Camp, and the Sexy Boomer. That's Scott Robbins. Okay, we don't have time for long form here. I'd try to just get to the meat of this. Alejandro Mayorkas, Department of Homeland Security. He's the worst. Yes, should be impeached. I know he's done everything on purpose just to open the borders to the country.
Yep.
It's despicable. And again, he goes out in front of Congress, in front of different committees. He won't answer questions. He'll always address the person by their name. I assure you that we take this very seriously, blah, 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 and on it goes. And so I think Rand Paul had about had enough and really tells something that I don't think a lot of people in the United States understand about how it actually works. You know, some people come through the southern border. We don't even see them. They're just like gotaways. And then there's known gotaways. And then there are others that we don't even know who they are. They could just change their name. And Rand Paul sort of just lays that out.
I think a lot of people in America are going to be appalled, you know, that you refuse to answer the questions. Jose Ibarra, you know, was it lawful to parole him? Was it lawful to let him in the country because you say the camp's full?
Ranking Member Paul is a former federal prosecutor for 12 years.
Yeah,
I can say with tremendous conviction that individuals who commit criminal acts need to be held accountable for their crimes.
Well, that's not much consolation if you wait until after he's murdered somebody. See, part of the problem is, and I think people would be aghast to know this, that when you come in, you just give people your name, right? It's the honor system. There may be some databases you check, but certainly most of the domestic crimes in Venezuela probably are not in any kind of international database. So if you waltz into the country through your generous parole programs and say, I'm John Smith from Venezuela, you have no way of ascertaining that, and you still let them go. So you say, well, we're going to make sure.
How many people in America, you suppose, know that happens?
Yeah, that the orderly process that the Biden administration is bragging about is really just check in and we'll see you in 8 years.
Right.
Not
no
a
idea.
Lot of people would know that.
Right.
No, they wouldn't.
You say, well, we're going to make sure that they're not a violent criminal. You have no way. You look in some databases, maybe they're not in the database, but you have no way of even knowing that that's their name. Then you give them biometric, you give them, you know, you give them fingerprints. Now they have a new name and fingerprints. They essentially have been given a new identity by your agency. I don't know. I'm just so sickened and sad by the families that have lost loved ones from this.
Yeah, because leading up to this, he talked about all the different illegal aliens that have killed Americans. Mm-hmm. Talking about
it. I don't see real remorse. I don't see you're willing to answer the questions. I mean, if it were me, I would be so upset by this. I would be doing everything possible to make sure that another Jose Ibarra doesn't get in. But apparently you let his brother in, too, and his brother's got a rap sheet.
Wow.
10 times longer than Jose does. And so, I don't know, all I can express is disappointment and bewilderment that the Democrats let you get away with it.
But they do. And everybody should remember that. No one's holding anyone accountable for this. It's disgusting. Meanwhile, the women on The View think that Republicans are the communists. They're in bed with the Russians.
Okay.
I don't even... Where do they all get right. this? Does anybody have an idea?
I have no idea.
They talk to themselves.
I think so, too. I think they just bounce things back and forth. Yeah. Between themselves in the mirror and themselves and themselves.
Is like far-right people that like identify with Putin and think he's great? Is that what we're talking about?
I suppose
so. They
so.
Just put that on all Republicans, that sort of thing?
Mm-hmm.
Joy Behar, man.
Why are they in the bed with the Russians? I mean, we grew up at a time. We grew up at a time when if you
because
were pro-Russian in any way, you were hauled before the Hugh Act Committee, and your life was ruined, and you were blacklisted. Now all of a sudden, these people are all about the Russians.
Trump.
And the, I know,
because
but
of Trump.
Why are Americans accepting that all of a sudden?
And they should. This is like you talk to a buddy. They come into work, and they're like, "Oh my gosh." Okay, so my dingbat aunt is in to visit, all right? And so all these women are talking all this nonsense. I had to get out of there.
Yeah.
But this is a national show. It's insane.
And they should.
The Democrats, commies. They're the commies. Yeah.
You know why it's so hard to figure the other side out?
Oh, yeah, here comes some wisdom from Whoopi.
Because they've forgotten that we, the people... make the decisions about what goes on in this country. And every time they try to usurp it, you know, I was listening to a book today.
Yeah, this is curious. Just hang in there, David. Hey, this is, I know you have that curious look. It's going to pay off for you. Roll it. Do it. Oh, no. The system had enough of Whoopi and kicked her out.
Really?
Now it's back.
Today, talking about women's rights in the early part of the century.
Huh.
And, you know, women... could do nothing.
Mm-hmm.
You had to be married or you didn't exist.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you want to go back to that? Why are we allowed... This is the thing. I don't understand why...
I don't understand what we're talking about
here.
Yeah,
who wants to go back to it? What are you talking about?
I don't... Hmm.
What are you talking... Abortion? Is that what you're talking about?
Maybe.
I don't know.
This isn't Gaza. This isn't the Palestinian Authority. I mean, what are you talking about?
You know, we didn't get angrier sooner, and I know people are angry now because I hear it.
Mm-hmm.
But why are we going backwards in a way that is not good for the economy? It's not good for the country.
You know, Gore Vidal, the great writer, thinker, said that he called this the United States of amnesia.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, he did.
So
yes,
between
did.
Fake news yeah. and amnesia, we're in a lot of trouble.
Oh, man. I don't know.
You know.
Yes.
Some women that I've known in my life wanted to be married, wanted to have a family, wanted to have a husband, wanted to grow a life together.
Yes. Yeah.
Not these lonely harpies on these shows, like Whoopi, for instance.
Yeah.
Get out of my sight.
You know, man, that reminds me of...
It's just so dumb.
Was something I saw yesterday... it was golf. It was Nelly Korda could win four in a row. And I know that doesn't mean a whole lot to people, but people that follow golf, it's a big deal. She's a great player. They interview her older sister, who is also a pro golfer. She hasn't been out for a while because she had a baby. So they're doing an interview with her. What's it like to see your sister go on this run and everything else? And they just got to hang out and they were talking about how great it was as sisters just to have downtime and to spend time with her new baby.
And she's not in that big a hurry to get back out there because she knows this time is precious, and she couldn't be happier. She's just thrilled that she has the opportunity to stay home with the baby for, you know, a long amount of time. Mm-hmm. And then next year, worry about getting back to it. And then I was thinking to myself, man, oh, man, good for her. And so many women, we've talked about this before because they end up saying it, you know, in their 30s or 40s or whatever. I got married to corporate America. What a dumb decision that was. I gave up all these things because of the dream of this career. You have this pro golfer that's a great player that says, I put the career on hold. You don't get a chance to have this back. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then to hear Whoopi Goldberg, Joy Behar, and all this stuff, what are we going backwards? I don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't
about.
Either. I don't know what they're talking about. Other than their take on abortion.
That could be.
I mean, and that could be what they're talking about. I have no idea. But, you know, some things are not for everybody. I get that. But to blanket it and just do that kind of nonsense, who's going backwards and where are they going backwards?
And the part where it links into Republicans are communists and they're in bed with the Russians. Yeah, what are you talking about?
Where did that come from? Unless we're still talking about Trump and the phony Russian stuff. I don't know.
Speaking of harpies, let's just get this out of the way because you have audio of Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, we've talked about this. She's mad about Apple with the she wants justice for green bubble texters, the people
so
who aren't
weird.
On the iMessage thing. I don't. There's another story that I have that I can give to you.
Okay, if it
green text on iPhones.
Okay, yeah, if it saves us from that, that's probably a good thing. What else you got?
It's all right. This is a wild story, a very strange story about a Maryland high school. There is a transgender teenager who was arrested and charged for planning to commit a mass shooting at a school. She kept a manifesto in which she praised the Nashville mass shooter, fantasized about pedophilia, and voiced concerns about being misgendered after her crime. She talked about actually targeting. She is a biological female. She identified as a guy.
Same as in Nashville.
Yes. She's 18. She's from Rockville. She identifies as a man. She was arrested this week. There's a 129-page manifesto where she talked about committing a school shooting, contemplating targeting an elementary school, and more. So during a news conference, Montgomery County Executive Mark Elric, he is a Democratic Socialist, and a reporter asked, hey, why aren't you pointing out that this teenager is transgender? If it were any other category of person, mm-hmm. you would be talking about it. If it's a white supremacist, you would be talking about, well, this is a white supremacist. And, you know, why are you not wanting to do this? Because this isn't the first time that this has happened in recent memory. Here's part of the question from the reporter and then his answer, because he gets a little miffed.
To admit that this individual was transgender. This is the fourth time that we've seen this happen very recently. And right here, I hear all of our leadership saying to us today, and what we do in journalism here, we're trying not to bury the lead. Why am I hearing about this from the New York Post?
Because it's not a lead. You know, how do you publicize every time somebody gets murdered that it's a white Christian male who's heterosexual? No, are these the only crimes that get committed? You never publish somebody's sexual orientation when you talk about this. Why you focus on it being a transgender is beyond me. It is not a news story. It is not a crime to be transgender. And I'm sorry you feel that way.
That's not what I said.
But
when you're talking about mental illness, dude,
well
you can't
be
that dumb.
Well, that, and also it is kind of central to this person's plans.
Yeah,
right.
This is one of the things that inspired her to plan to do something horrible. And God bless the cops for busting her before she could do something horrific.
You don't think if a white Christian male wrote a 119-page manifesto and about a mass shooting and it was related to his faith that wouldn't be the lead?
Right.
Are you out of your freaking mind?
Right.
You can't be that dumb.
It'd be the lead for a week.
At least.
Yes.
Oh, you'd have a primetime speech.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he'd jumble through it. We're not Christian nationalism. That's the way it would go. Give me a break, dude. That's wild. So maybe the ADD kicked in. How did they find this out before it happened?
That I'm not entirely sure.
Thank God they did, man. Holy smokes.
They might have got a hold of the manifesto early. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, and
we got again, tipped off.
One thing why the gender identity is important is because she was also planning on changing her name legally so that she wasn't misgendered.
Yeah.
Like, it was kind of all wrapped up in there.
And certainly not the first one of these we've seen, as it was already pointed out. All right. That is a wild story, man. Okay. Much more to get to. Got to get to another news update. And we got to roll it. There you go. All right. News update. And then for our Friday Five.
Yeah.
Our Friday Five has to do with the story that David had yesterday about furries. We'll explain straight ahead. Spring is here, and that means making plans for home projects, summer plans, and vacations.
Something else you can do for your family this spring? Shopping for life insurance with Policy Genius as part of your financial planning for the year.
You know, getting life insurance today means you'll have peace of mind so that if something were to happen to you, your family can cover expenses while getting back on their feet.
Policy Genius has licensed, award-winning agents and technology that makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers in just a few clicks to find your lowest price.
With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million worth of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams.
Policy Genius works for you, not the insurance companies. That means they don't have an incentive to recommend one insurer over another.
Save time and money and provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius.
Head to PolicyGenius.com and get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save.
That's PolicyGenius.com.
Hey there, you and aisle two. I see you by the fiber and laxatives. You still using those to manage your constipation with belly pain? If your symptoms keep coming back, you may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. So you may need more than over-the-counter treatments to manage it. Ask your doctor about how Linzess can help you get ahead of it.
Linzess linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
The Markley Van Camp and Robin Show. Before, it is simple math. You spend less money on running a business, you get to keep more money. Yeah. It's what you want.
Yeah, and it's hard to do right now because everything is so expensive, and that's why so many businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle.
Yep, reduce costs and headaches with the number one cloud financial system.
NetSuite brings accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth.
You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite.
With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required.
So you improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. See how you'll profit with NetSuite.
Yeah, by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Just head to netsuite.com/MVR.
That's netsuite.com/MVR. You have a news update, David?
Yeah, and it's very disturbing. Outside of the courthouse where Donald Trump is, somebody lit themselves on fire.
Holy cow!
Apparently. I don't have any further details other than somebody was on fire. There were live camera crews there, and nobody knew what was going on. CNN initially thought someone was shooting because they heard commotion, people yelling. Of course, today, and I don't know this for a fact, but based on what has happened in the past, the soldier who lit himself on fire in D.C., I do wonder if this is part of the Palestinian protest thing, or
yeah, you're not sure.
I doubt it has something to do with Trump, but everybody knew that there would be cameras there, so maybe that was trying to get attention, but man.
Okay. Well, we'll try to keep up to date on that. And then setting you up for the Friday Five, there was a story you had yesterday, David, out of Utah in a middle school, and it gave you an idea for the Friday Five, and I'll just let you...
Well, allegedly they're having a problem with students at this middle school who are furries, who are dressing up as animals, and they're biting people. Still haven't gotten to the bottom as to whether or not that's true, but it was a news story, apparently. And so I thought, well, furry, okay, what could we do for a countdown? Why not hair metal bands?
We had done that before. It had been a long time. A
lot of hair.
And so as we were putting the rules together, I'm too close to it, to be honest. I was a fan. Big fan.
Oh, yeah.
So there are a couple of bands that are excluded, David.
Yeah, like Guns N' Roses and Van Halen. Those aren't really hair bands.
Because they're more just straight-ahead rock bands. So you got to have a little bit of hair going on, you know, known in the hair band genre to be able to be qualified for this particular countdown.
Yeah, I mean, four or five have got to come right to your mind quickly, I would think.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
So you go by how big was the band at the height, test the time, and how much do you like the band. It's a fun one, too. The greatest hair bands of all time, the number 1-888-485-MVCR, and we'll kick it off next.
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins, thank you for being here. It's Friday. That means a Friday Five, our big countdown. Here we go.
The countdown is on.
You know what this means?
It's our favorite time of the week.
Anybody wants to get mellow, you can get the f*** out of here, all right?
The Friday Five.
It will test your head and your mind and your brain.
On the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
Oh, yes. Every Friday, the Friday Five. And today, David, I'll let you set it up. In honor of?
Well, in honor of furries. So we had the story yesterday of a middle school in Utah where there was a big walkout because apparently there are furries, people who like to dress up like animals, who were, like, biting and harassing other students. And it was a complicated story. I still don't even know if it's true because there's sort of a he said, she said thing. Seems like you'd be able to prove whether or not there are rogue furries biting people, but okay. Anyway, I thought, well, you know, furry, what could be a connection there? How about hair metal bands?
Sure.
Well, yeah.
Haven't done that in a while.
No, there's a lot of fur there.
Yes, yeah. Very much so.
Yeah.
And so in that category, you're going with the genre, the bands that were labeled in that genre. So Guns N' Roses is out, Van Halen's out. There were a few that were like, yeah, we should include them. I let you guys make up the rules there, but it's a fun list. There's no doubt about that. And the number to call if you want to get in is 1-888-485-MVCR. Are we all ready to go?
We're ready to roll, man.
Okay, who's first?
Let's talk to Alan in Oregon. Hey, Alan.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday. How about some Twisted Sister?
Oh, yeah,
oh,
man.
Of course.
Twisted Sister. You know what? I just saw the other day Dee Snider said they had not planned on touring again. But there are so many promoters throwing so much money at them that may say, yes, we will.
Everyone's got a prize.
Hey, yeah, man.
Yeah. Dee's a smart guy.
Yeah, and he became the character, you know, the guy. He got all kinds of deals out of just Couple of hit records, you know?
Reality TV, yeah. You know, DJ.
You had a radio show for a while.
Yeah, no doubt. Okay, good way to kick it off. Who's next?
Let's talk to Joy in Michigan. Hey, Joy.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, Joy. How are you?
Good, thank you.
What are you thinking for a hair band?
Tell me where Motley Crue ranks.
Oh, there you go.
Well,
number three.
Are you mocking Vince right now, Scott?
I just, the way he sounds now.
Always had that ratty sort of vocal style. I mean, when I was in high school, Shout at the Devil was awesome. That still might be my favorite Motley Crue album.
We're not saying worship the devil. We're saying shout at the devil.
At the devil.
Right.
Whoever's keeping you down, man. Could be your parents. Could be your teacher.
Yeah, it's metaphorical.
Yeah, man.
There's no pentagrams here, man.
Well, there is. That's part of the logo.
I know that.
But that's just to sell records. You know how this works.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, good number three there. All right, who's next?
We got Chris in Washington. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Great, Chris. What you thinking?
I've been on a while again, but I went through a whole list before I even got there while I was on the list. But I was going with Rat.
Yes.
Rat. Yes.
You like Rat.
Oh, yeah.
You played this at Top 40 Radio.
Sure did.
From out of the cellar.
Video was huge.
Yes, it was. Had Milton Berle.
Yeah, the uncle of somebody in the band. Right?
Robin Crosby.
Yeah, that's it.
Yes. Yeah, that was huge. I like Rat. I remember they were doing a tour. It was sort of like a hair band comeback in 99. And was driving these guys, you know, from the venue back to the radio station. And I didn't know it at the time. But you were supposed to keep, you know, booze or anything away. And I was just trying to be nice. So we're in the car and I'm like, did you guys want to stop by and get like a six pack or something? And Stephen Piercy's like, yeah, great idea. And later's like, you're not supposed to do that. I'm like, I was just trying to be nice. I was just trying to be a bad influence. Anyway.
Playing the drunks with booze. Nice.
I remember I used to have a whole like CD case of albums in my car. And I remember, I'm like, yeah, pick whatever you want. He's like, I haven't heard this in a while. He picked Aerosmith Rocks. We were listening to Rocks, and yeah, it was fun. Anyway, go ahead. Who's next?
We've got Anthony in Oregon. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, happy Fat Ass Friday.
There you go.
Yeah, right, thanks,
Anthony.
Buddy.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I talked to you guys. And,
I know.
And I, you know, I heard about Biden's grandfather, whoever got ate by the cannibals, and it reminded me of my great-great-grandfather, was a Democrat. He was a congressman. He fell down in the aisle, and all the Democrats jumped on him and ate him. They're cannibals.
Sorry for your loss.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah, me too. Hey, this band actually had a song out that correlates with furries called Look What the Cat Dragged In, Poison.
There you go.
Yes, they did. Every rocker's got a soft side. You played that song more than me, Robbins, at Top 40 Radio. Was that a number one hit, I think?
I think so.
Yeah, that was big.
I played it for like 6 months.
Wow.
I don't care if I ever hear it again. This is the first time I've heard it in a long time.
It's not a bad song.
It's all right.
Oh, did you play their other?
Nothing but a good time?
You did play that.
I did.
Did you play Talk Dirty to Me? Or was that a little too risque for the Top 40?
I don't know, it's kind of a dumb song, but I think we probably did.
Why do you hate fun?
That Poison wrote dumb songs? No.
Nothing But a Good Time was a fun song.
So, okay, could we maybe do a study here? What makes Nothing But a Good Time fun, but Talk Dirty to Me dumb?
Talk Dirty to Me sounded like 27 other songs. I don't know what it was.
Okay.
The whole thing. I just didn't get it. And it took me a while, but by the time Nothing But a Good Time came around.
I will say this. I always thought it was the riff from She's Tight from Cheap Trick.
It sounds exactly like it.
Talk Dirty to Me.
Who was the first one? Them or Cheap Trick?
Cheap Trick.
Because if I found out Cheap Trick ripped off Poison,
I don't think that happened.
I'd throw myself off a building somewhere.
Happened.
Yeah.
All right.
Greatest hair bands of all time. Who's next, David?
Our good friend Mary in Delaware is calling in. Hey, Mary.
Well, hi, guys. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Mary. Are you thinking number one today?
Well, I don't know, because this is a fun, popular topic, and my first five were already taken. So,
wow.
Yeah, I know. Just saying. So, anyway, I'm going to go with L.A. Guns.
Oh, L.A. Guns. Yes.
Holy smokes.
Tracy Guns.
I didn't even bring the song over because I didn't. I'm like, is anyone calling for L.A. Guns?
Ballad for Jane?
Dude, or? I like Ballad of Jane. I like Never Enough. I think that's a really fun song. There's a lot. David's pulling up something, man.
I'm going to pull up L.A. Guns because it was Mary.
Okay.
You know, if it's not Mary, I probably wouldn't do it. But, you know, you got to hear it.
Yes. Dude, that's a good song. Did you play that at Top 40?
I don't think so.
That was a fairly big hit.
I don't remember. Maybe we did. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't remember.
All right. Who's next, David?
We got Peter calling in from Vancouver. Hey, Peter.
Hey.
Hey, Peter.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man. What you thinking?
Cinderella.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tom Kiefer's still out there.
Yeah. But when his voice holds up.
Well, he had that
voice trouble.
Yeah, he did, man. No doubt. But the first three albums were pretty big. Top 40 played this.
That's a 100% effort vocal all the time.
You know what's wild when you think back on this? Top 40 played, in some ways, more hair metal than rock radio did.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I agree.
There were, especially the ballads. Like,
yeah.
Big, big hits.
Yep.
Yes.
There was a formula there for a while.
Oh, no doubt. You had your first single from the album had to be a rocker, established with the audience, and then the ballad.
Yep.
To sell the album to the ladies.
Ballad of Jane.
Okay, who's next, David?
Sorry,
I gave you a thumbs up. Yeah. This is a good place. We are still looking for number one, number two, and four and five. There's so many of them.
Wow.
Greatest hair bands of all time. The number 1-888-485-MVCR, and we'll wrap it up coming up in just a few.
It's our favorite leak filter trusted pro, Matt. Matt, come in.
Hi, Mrs. Sparks. You wanted me to stop by? Is everything okay with your leak filter gutter protection system?
Okay. Of course, silly. We wanted you to stop by for dinner as our way of thanking you.
Yes, to thank you for that free gutter inspection, the free estimate, and what was the other thing?
That lifetime guarantee.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Sparks, those are just leak filter's policies. Everyone who calls leak filter gets a trusted pro to come out for a free gutter inspection and estimate. And every leak filter installation comes with a lifetime guarantee.
So it's not just us?
No, sir. We don't want anyone to worry about clogged gutters ever again.
You mean everyone gets this level of service?
Everyone. They just need to visit leaffilter.com/vancamp to schedule their free inspection.
Okay, but you must be starving. You work so hard.
Ready to love your gutter protection as much as we do? Visit leaffilter.com/vancamp and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you're always looking for ways to position your operation to create opportunities and move on them faster. With Bank of America, you get access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
Yeah. the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Got a news update to get to. And the Robbins Trifecta, but we got to finish up the Friday Five. Today, in honor of David.
In honor of the story we had yesterday out of Utah, where students walked out because they claim that there are furries biting people. By the way, if you want to get caught up on that, you can find a video that we posted yesterday on Facebook and Instagram. Find Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins on Facebook, MVCR Radio on Instagram, and you can get caught up to speed on Furrygate in Utah. But I thought, hey, why not? Let's tie this into hair metal bands. Sure.
Yes, absolutely. So we're having a lot of fun with this. Number three was Motley Crue. Okay, 1, 2, 4, and 5 were still looking for. I mean, there are so many great ones. Like Quiet Riot is a great honorable mention. There are bands that were big that, I mean, there are so many. Bad honorable mentions like Twisted Sister and Cinderella, LA Guns. And back to it, David. Who's next?
We got Kevin in Illinois. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, guys. Happy Friday. How are you?
Kevin, good, great Kevin. To hear from you, bro.
Yeah. Well, just like you guys, I'm hoping a wind of change comes and knocks Uncle Bumbles right out of the White House in November. So let's go with the Scorpions.
Yes!
Number five.
Here I am, rock you like a hurricane.
Scorps sold over 100 million records worldwide. That's wild. Why are you laughing?
I just always liked that part. Whatever that is. I don't know what that is, but it works. What's he saying there? Do you know? Do you know what that lyric is?
At which part? All I'm thinking about is yesterday me treating you to some scorpions.
You know, you did all day, too. It was very nice. And scorpion interviews, too, just in case.
Well, it was a whole documentary on the making of Love at First Sting, which that song is from, their biggest album. Yes, and the artwork and all the stories behind the album. Course. I knew you'd want to stay late after work and hear it all.
We did.
When I did that guitar solo, I had people asking me, how did you do that? Nobody could crack the code.
Well, to be fair, it was the beginning of Bad Boys Running Wild, which is the album opener, and he wanted to make a statement with it. Matthias Jabs, yes.
Which side of heaven did you drop from to grace us with that incredible intro?
Yes. Thank you. All right, who's next?
We got Greg in Portland. Hey, Greg.
Gentlemen.
Greg.
Hey, Greg.
I'm going to give you Mulus a compliment. You know, you guys do very well despite all of your limitations.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah. There are many.
That actually means more than you know.
Yeah.
And as an ambassador to the New Guinea Cannibal Association, I can tell that he got eaten, and he tasted very good with his hairy legs.
There you go. Yes. Yeah.
And so I'm going to give this song to Monica. This is one of the first bands I ever saw live, and it's Whitesnake.
Yes.
Number four.
Robin saw the snake, and he wasn't impressed. I was at that show. It was a great show.
It was all right. Remember the backstage thing?
Yes.
Know, everybody's David Coverdale. Well, Mr. Coverdale's going to be a little late. He's having a massage. And I just left. I'm like, well, tell David I said hi. I'm gone. I'm going to hang around for another 45 minutes while this guy gets his massage.
You got to stay limber when you're doing the microphone tricks like that.
It was so Coverdale, so that time.
If someone said to me, all right, it's either a massage or hang out with Robbins, I'm taking the massage.
I wasn't alone. I was with all the other satin jacket weirdos.
Well, that's a great riff, man. Come on.
It is a good riff. I like Whitesnake.
Dude, they sold over 100 million albums worldwide.
Crazy.
It's wild. All right, who's next, David?
We got Steve in Portland. Hey, Steve.
Steve? Do you know what Steve was picking?
Steve was picking Bon Jovi.
Oh, really? Well.
Number two.
Not the Go version.
It's all I can hear.
Every time I hear this on the radio, I'm waiting for the goat.
Goat, I know.
Are you saying that I've ruined the song for you?
No.
Oh, you made it better. I'm not a fan of that song.
Well, by the way, if you're just joining us, I had this from earlier. I don't even know if we have time to reset that whole thing up. But there is a version at least I could play.
Yeah, you might have to wait, though. Yeah,
yeah, it's very simple. It's just... that's the goat version, so you know. Never stopped.
Uncredited goat, by the way.
Yeah, didn't get any royalty money.
No.
All right, who's next?
We got Woody in Vancouver. Hey, Woody.
Hey, guys. Love your show. David, I hear you were quite starstruck in the studio this morning.
I was.
You may have called him Jay Peterson, but at least you didn't call him the White Poet Warlord or Pita Boy.
That's true. That's true.
See, it could have been worse.
Pita Boy.
I knew Scott would like that.
Yeah, I get it. Yep.
My band, Def Leppard.
Well, you're going to have a great weekend.
Number one.
Okay, so when you're ranking this, like for Def Leppard and Bon Jovi, like at the height of their powers and Test of Time, they get like a 10 out of 10.
Oh, yeah.
So then it's like you can see where they would finish 1 and 2 for sure. And like, I would say not a lot of people, maybe a lot of old Def Leppard fans. It was like High and Dry was great and Pyromania was really good and then it just started to wane. But man, those old records are really a lot of fun. They were part of the new wave of British heavy metal at the time. Anyway, we could go on for hours. Oh, yeah. It goes on and on.
Great
there song. Were so many honorable mentions we didn't have time for, too. Skid Row, Great White. King Shrike was in there. But, yeah, good countdown. Hair bands. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. And biggest story today, David?
All right. Now, the jury has been seated in full for the Trump trial. And just moments after that news was breaking, someone set himself on fire outside of the courthouse. Jeez. I don't think it has any. I'll just say this: I don't believe it has anything to do with the trial going on. I think it's because it's part of the pro-Palestine protests that have been going on in New York today,
mm-hmm.
And a lot of TV cameras are there, and so that's why this lunatic decided to light himself on fire.
Okay. Nothing to do with our countdown, either just providing pyro.
No.
Nothing like that. Okay, just making sure. All right, so we got to get to a news update. And then the Robin's trifecta straight ahead right here. Van Camp and Robin Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Thank you very much for being here. Get to the Robbins trifecta in just a second. Got to get to a news update. David Van Camp.
Well, the jury. Thank you.
Sorry, man.
The jury has been seated for the Trump trial. They've got the alternates, they've got the main jurors all ready to go. Just moments after that news broke, somebody lit himself on fire.
Whoa.
Outside of the courthouse. Now, I'm not sure what the motivation was, why this clearly mentally ill individual decided to do this, but it has been done at least once before in this country in protest of Israel. So I don't know if this is a matter of there were a lot of cameras there. There is a big pro-Palestine protest going on in New York City, but most of the national cameras are at that courthouse where Trump is. So maybe this is somebody who goes, I have no idea. That's my guess. Okay, I just wanted
thinking to... that all of a sudden Israel will say, yep, ceasefire now.
Yeah, right.
Okay, all right, we got it.
Now,
got your point.
I don't know the status of this individual as of right now. I did see some video where he was looking extra crispy, but he was alive
oh, man.
As they were putting him on a stretcher. law enforcement, of course, I mean, they were very quick to come in and put him out. Because, again, I mean, obviously you've got Secret Service there. You've got all sorts of different law enforcement agencies involved in this because a former president and current presidential candidate is in the courthouse there. So you don't know, is this a suicide bomb? You don't. They don't know in the moment, but they went in, they put him out, and he appeared to at least have been alive while they were putting him on the stretcher. That seems like a terrible way to go. You don't need the visual aid to know that.
No. Well, if you're standing there, too, to see it is horrific.
Oh, sure. Yeah, I mean, there were some reporters on the scene who were... CNN reporter initially thought it was a shooting because she just heard commotion going on and a bunch of people shouting and police officers running and thought it maybe somebody had fired a gun, didn't know what was going on, and then they showed the guy on fire on camera. Fox News briefly showed the guy on fire on camera and then pulled away when they figured out what was going on. At first they thought, well, somebody lit something on fire, and then they realized, oh my gosh, that's a person.
Oh, dude, you mean like a live shot? And then they're like, oh, cut it, yeah.
Yeah, and MSNBC never did or didn't initially, from what I've seen, didn't show the actual flames. But there, I mean, it's just a terrible thing. There's a lot of cell phone footage out there, unfortunately, watching this. But, you know, when it's a live broadcast and something like this happens, sometimes you can mean to say something and it comes out completely wrong or in a way that you didn't intend it. I think, I'm hoping. Terry Moran, ABC News, was sending it back to their reporter who was there witnessing this. And here's how he described the scene that was unfolding.
It seems then that the gravitational pull of the Trump melodrama that has gripped the nation since he came down the escalator has now, it appears, resulted in someone coming to that spot where protesters have gathered and lit himself on fire.
Okay, dude.
Yeah.
No, that's not a mistake. I don't think. I'm telling you, man, right before you went to that part, because I thought you were wrapping up, I was going to ask the question, especially when you mentioned MSNBC, how long before Trump is blamed for this?
Yeah.
And it's already happened.
Damn, man.
That is because me trying to be as generous as possible, you're saying, well, that, like I said, there are a lot of cameras there. But then when he's like the melodrama going back to going down the escalator and all, no, this is not the culmination of y'all's obsession with Trump. I mean, this is a mentally ill person lighting themselves on fire for some reason. We don't know for sure yet.
Okay. You know, when you think you've lost so much respect for so many of these reporters and so-called journalists, but yet somehow it can go to another level. Like you're seeing this unfold and your thought is, well, ever since this guy came down the escalator, it's culminated in this. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Everything.
Yes.
Everything bad.
It really is.
Yeah.
That's the old TDS right there. All right, Scott, you ready for your big three?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, here we go.
Are you ready?
One, two.
It's the three most important news stories of the day.
I hit the trifecta.
Well, at least according to Scott Robbins. It's the trifecta on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
Every day about this time, Scott Robbins' trifecta, his top three, helped by his hero.
I'm Casey Kasem.
Hey, big weekend coming up. What do you think?
I'm ready. Three.
Giving up. I'm giving up.
Good.
Okay.
Three.
Tried.
Paige Spiranek has a theory about, she's the large-chested woman who plays golf and is...
Golf influencer, they say.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, she was talking, a lot of people, too, are weighing in on the fact that the Masters only drew 9,589 million viewers for the final round. That's down 20%, by the way, from last year, and the second lowest since 2001. So what's going on? Why is this happening? Well, it didn't help that Tiger Woods was out of it. I mean, that would have been quite a story at the end of it, but he was.
Well, he hasn't been in a lot of majors.
No, he finished dead.
There's something else going on there.
Yeah, and so Paige weighed in. She said, well, golf is really in an interesting spot right now. People are turned off by all the money talk and the industry's unwillingness to try new things. Some changes have got to be done today. She was hinting at the ongoing PGA Live discussions that have been occurring for, what, a couple of years now?
Well, yeah.
Seemingly have stalled, by the way. Although the PGA commissioner says, we're still talking.
Yeah, there was a big meeting. Tiger was there.
Well, I agree with Paige to a certain extent, but here I have a solution, and that is to give her an exemption and let her play all 3 days. That'll increase the viewership. Disagree with that, do you?
Now, on
it just got awkward, didn't it?
Yeah, it got really awkward all of a sudden.
No, I don't care how big her chest is. I'm not going to tune in just because she's playing. I mean, she's on YouTube all the time. The one thing that's interesting is that participation in golf has gone up, but the PGA Tour's gone down. And some people think it's just people fed up with the whole Live PGA Tour thing, all of that together. And, you know, there are great players that play on Live that don't play on all these other PGA Tour events, but that wouldn't be the Masters. That's sort of a different thing. But the people watch more golf YouTubers than they do pros anymore, which is kind of wild.
So what's the answer? You're a golf fan. What do they have to do?
It's hard for me to say because I would watch it because I'm a fan, because I enjoy it. The thing is, okay, why did the people tune in last year, not this year? It might have been because it wasn't as close at the end. It could have been a number of different things, but I think they got to bring all the best players together to play together more often.
Yeah.
To get some sort of momentum, because it is going down. It's been going down for a while. Mm. Yeah, that's true.
Now, on with the countdown.
Yes, Scott Robbins, right? In fact, the top three of the day up to number
two.
Number two, the government wants a kill switch for all your stuff.
Gosh dang. Joe Biden's new bipartisan infrastructure bill and law that gives bureaucrats that kind of power. I didn't hear about this, actually, until today. Nobody covered this. Few mentioned the requirement that by 2026, every American car must monitor the driver and determine if he is impaired, and if so, limit vehicle operation. So the government will have a kill switch. Representative Thomas Massey objects, complaining the law makes government judge, jury, and executioner on such a fundamental right.
Hmm. David?
I can see this going run in the wrong hands and being misused.
Well,
no,
I mean, this is why I will never buy a vehicle made after 2016. I mean,
I understand that. I agree with you.
Yeah, who knows where it's going?
I mean, and things malfunction all the time with cars.
They do.
I mean, what the heck? I get into my car, I'm not boozed up, I'm not impaired, but it won't start. The kill switch was it because it said I was.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is not good.
Whoa.
Big Brother dealing whether or not you can start your car or not is really remarkable.
Yeah. The countdown doesn't stop till we reach the top.
Yes, the Scott Robbins trifecta, the top three of the day.
And finally, one.
Number one, a big cicada emergence is about to happen. Two broods at once.
Yeah, largest cicada explosion ever.
Yeah, and people are saying, hey, you know, you can eat those things.
Yeah, that's true. There's a how-to book that's now been issued to all of you that these things, like a lot of insects, have been hailed as eco-friendly and high protein. And it's a great alternative, they say, to poultry and cattle. They're low in cholesterol, crunchy, and carry what has been described as a nutty flavor and shrimp-like quality.
I reckon it tastes pretty good.
Yeah. Restaurants have featured the bugs in experimental menus, with several cookbooks also published. Here are some preparation tips. David, get the grill out. Cicadas have been utilized in cuisines across the world, they say, eaten in everywhere from Greece and Rome, and long enjoyed in Thailand and the Congo. A lot of creative ways. You can air fry them. That's really good. In addition to curry and other pastas you can make with it. Some people grind the bugs up and mix the powder under the bread or garnish the rim of a drink glass.
Yeah. Okay, that's one thing if you're going to grind it up so you get some sort of protein source, but on the rim of a cup?
I'm not eating a freaking cicada. I could care less. I won't.
I'll try it.
Okay, well, you let me know.
I mean, I love crawfish, and crawfish are ugly as sin.
Yeah, but they don't scream at you in trees. Dang.
See, it's one of those things, I think, if someone tricks you into telling you it's something different. I mean, can you mask it visually so you don't know what you're eating?
Is that possible in these recipes?
Yeah, maybe. If I find out it's the cicada, I'm regifting that baby.
Well, it's all the green nuts that are going to be saying this stuff.
Well, you first.
And then they'll try to convince you, and now it tastes really good.
And there you have it.
Yeah, that's good for you. Happy
get
for you.
Extra cicadas on my pizza, please.
Oh, gosh.
Yum.
No. I don't want any of that.
No.
All right. We got to get to another news update. And Nimrod's in the news. A beauty for a Friday. Straight ahead right here.
Filter Trusted Pro, Matt. Matt, come in, come in.
Hi, Mrs. Sparks. You wanted me to stop by? Is everything okay with your leaf filter gutter protection system?
Okay. Of course, silly. We wanted you to stop by for dinner as our way of thanking you.
Yes, to thank you for that free gutter inspection, the free estimate, and what was the other thing?
That lifetime guarantee.
Well, Mr. and Mrs. Sparks, those are just Leaf Filter's policies. Everyone who calls Leaf Filter gets a Trusted Pro to come out for a free gutter inspection and estimate. And every Leaf Filter installation comes with a lifetime guarantee.
So it's not just us?
No, sir. We don't want anyone to worry about clogged gutters ever again.
You mean everyone gets this level of service?
Everyone. They just need to visit leaffilter.com/vancamp to schedule their free inspection.
Okay, but you must be starving. You work so hard.
Ready to love your gutter protection as much as we do? Visit leaffilter.com/vancamp and get up to 30% off today.
See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. There's a whole lot of reasons right now gold is pushing to all-time highs, David.
Yeah, the cost of goods continues to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. I mean, since January 21, cost of living is up over 18%.
Wow. National debt, too, continues to skyrocket. It's above $34 trillion. Jeez. Causing many to worry that the whole house of cards will come crashing down at some point.
And with all the world affairs going on right now, it feels like a powder keg, and you wonder what's going to happen next.
Yeah, and if you want to keep your savings and investments secure, well, you can secure a portion of them with gold from Birch Gold.
Yeah, just text MVCR to 989898 and get your free info kit there. You'll learn how to convert your existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. It doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket either.
They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tens of thousands of happy customers, and you can count on Birch Gold as well.
All you got to do is text MVCR to 989898. That's MVCR to 989898.
All right, news update, David Van Camp.
Peter Ducey decided to ask Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary, why Joe Biden suggested that his uncle was eaten by cannibals in World War II. And
okay,
that'd be fun.
She says, well, I already answered this question. Yeah, but I kind of want to know a little bit more details, right? Here we go.
And why is he saying that his uncle was eaten by cannibals? That's a bad way to go.
He lost his life. It's not, look, I'm not, we should not make jokes about
it's
this.
Not,
wait, wait,
President
wait.
Biden said no, that his uncle was eaten by cannibals.
I mean, your last line, it's for a laugh. It's for a funny statement. And he takes this very seriously. His uncle, who served
he said it wasn't
and protected
a good way to
this
go.
Country, it lost is. His life serving. And that should matter.
Well, right, but the second part was that the president said he was eaten by cannibals.
He
right.
said it.
Goodness gracious.
Body was never, ever recovered.
Because there were cannibals.
Cannibals.
By the way, there are academics and researchers and people who live in New Guinea who are ticked at Joe Biden, saying one of them was quoted in the Guardian as saying, "Well, it's not like they would just eat any random white guy who fell out of the sky." So Joe Biden did a racist. Again.
Oh my wow!
Goodness, wow! And the first Nimrod in the news. Okay, it's not related, but
when the going gets
dark, tough.
Damn it, this is too hard.
The dumb get dumber.
All right, Ian.
It's Nimrod's in the News on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
I love the poorly educated.
All right. Nimrod's in the News. We go to Brazil. I don't know if you heard about this. Didn't have time for it yesterday. Woman in Brazil facing serious charges because she wheeled her dead uncle into a bank, like Weekend at Bernie style. Have you seen video of this?
Oh, he was dead?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Just a couple hours.
Oh.
I'm telling you, the video is disturbing. Okay?
Oh, my God.
Tried to take out a $3,400 loan in his name. She's, like, holding his head in place. Oh, dude. And the bank teller got it on video. And it's clear that he had passed.
So she's trying to say, what is he, sleeping? Is that what she said, or?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Said, no, I mean, he's just tired. I mean, we can sign this paperwork and be on our way. But the teller said the skin tone looked off, oddly quiet. Oh, says, well, it's just the way he is. He doesn't talk much.
Because he's dead.
Well, yeah. Employees called the cops, showed up, arrested her.
Golly.
Yeah. Crazy there. And then we go to Memphis, 21-year-old woman. Kira Carter arrested. She had 56 pounds of pot in her checked luggage. It was what? Was she caught because her suitcase was 6 pounds over the limit? You think, okay, did they check that? Did she try to take it out? It was busting at the seams. And so the police then show up and they're like, hey, can we have permission to search it? Sure. Yeah, 56 pounds. Of marijuana. I mean, yeah, intent to sell, that is a felony. You can't do that.
Yeah.
My private stash, actually, 56 pounds, yeah.
Wouldn't you be nervous enough already going with it checked in the luggage? You'd be like, okay, I don't want to bring any attention. I got to make sure this is within the limit as far as how much it weighs. No, it's way over the limit.
Well, tomorrow is 420.
Well, that is true. And that is Nimrod's in the News.